things it things go. From little things big things go. From little things big things go.
And that was the story of Vincent Lingari. But this is a story of something much more. How power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand. Stand in the law of little things.
From
little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. You are not alone, and you have a long, proud history of staying down on your country. And we're proud of you. Thank you.
I tell you a story. An 8-year long story of power and pride, British Lord Bestie, Vincent Lingari, for opposite men on opposite sides. Bestie was fat, with money and muscle, beef was his business, abroad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his flow. From little things, big things flow. From little things, big things flow. The rings you were working, nothing but rations. But once they had gathered the wealth of the land, and daily refreshing got tighter and tighter. The rings are deciding they must make a stand. They picked up their swags and started off walking. At what a creek, they set themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking. Back at the homestead and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The vesting man said, I'll double your wages, 18 quid a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land. The vesting man roared, the vesting man thundered. It don't stand a chance of a cinder and snow. They said, if we fall, others are rising. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingari boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians. Mr. Farrelly told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why, your people are hungry. Vincent said, no thanks. We know how to wait. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. And he told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns. Eight years went by, 8 long years of waiting. One day a tall stranger appeared in the land, and he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. That was the story of Vincent Lingyari, but this is the story of something much more. How power and privilege can unmove a people who know where they stand. Stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. 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 Little things,
big things grow. How would I feel?
Little things,
if this was done to me? And if we have a sense of justice, as well as common sense, we will forge a new partnership. It might help if we non-Aboriginal Australians imagined ourselves dispossessed of land we had lived on for 50,000 years, and then imagined ourselves told that it had never been ours. Imagine if ours was the oldest culture in the world and we were told that it was working. Imagine if we had resisted this settlement, suffered and died in the defence of our land, and then were told in history books that we've given up without a fight. Imagine if non-Aboriginal Australians had served their country in peace and war and were then ignored in history books. Imagine if our hope
no consent, no respect, no treaty. White Australia's got a black history.
Terra nullis, legal fiction. That's why the motherfucker's got no jurisdiction. Stray alien invader, trespasser, environmental catastrophe. Biological disaster. No consent, no treaty. White Australia's got a black history. No consent, no respect, no treaty. Last bastion of white supremacy.
British Crown penal colony. Constituted word only policy. No consent, no respect, no treaty. White Australia's got a black history.
Stray alien invader trespasser. Environmental catastrophe. Biological disaster. 6,000 miles south of Alabama, genocide and terrorism in the land down under. Redneck, blue-letter, of black death, yellow K, green wedge, and a rainbow snake. British Crown penal colony, constituted white-only policy. Australia's crime scene needs investigation. International Criminal Court for this criminal nation. Indoctrination, lies, manifestation, race discrimination, Northern Territory emergency response and military intervention in the name of child protection, mental harm and birth prevention, deaths in custody, stolen generation, environmental cultural decimation.
No consent, no respect, no treaty. White Australia's got a black history. Undeclared war, secret invasion, intent to destroy the original nation. We're coming to get you, cause it's payback time.
Smokestacks, hellishing, and brimstone and fire. The national debt gets higher and higher. Justice for black folks is twisted and bent. Hell's chasing that start paying the rent.
White Australia's got a black history with its right bastion of white supremacy. Undeclared war, secret invasion, intent to destroy the original nation. Watch out for this cruel nation. Got the intent to destroy the original nation.
Ruling the waves and waving the rules. Preemptive strike.
weapon of mass destruction.
Undeclared war.
Secret invasion.
Terra nullis, evil fiction.
That's why the motherfucker's got no jurisdiction. It's payback time for this Australian nation.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Paradigm Shift. It's 10 minutes after 12 o'clock here on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. My name is Linda. I normally do the Anarchy Show on Monday, and I'm here today with DK and Russell from the Brisbane Sovereign Embassy down there in Musgrave Park, or near Musgrave Park now, at the Jagera Cultural Centre. How are you guys going?
Yeah, good, good. My name's Russell. I'm a Gamilaroi man from Moree. I've been up here in Brisbane for 8 years. To consider myself a local now, so yeah.
Yeah, my name's DK, or Daniel Kinsella, and I'm also a Gamilaroi man. Also got connection up this way through the Sandy mob. I'm a Malanjali and a Yagara, Yukambeh mob. And hello? Hello?
Can you just give me a background on Daniel? You used to work at Triple E.
Yes, that's right. That is correct. I used to be the sound engineer for the mobile. Studied there with the training centre, and I gained my cert through in community broadcasting.
And Russell, you work for the Indigenous Youth Health Service.
Yeah, that's right. Doing case management there for volatile substance misuse for young people in the city, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. So been there for a bit over 12 months.
And DK, we mentioned earlier, you were one of the people that was arrested on Wednesday.
Yeah. That was me. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm not Kevin Rudd.
And you've both been involved with the Sovereign Embassy down there at Musgrave Park. Can you tell me what you've seen the embassy, the advantages it's given to the community, having the embassy down there?
Well, Musgrave Park has always been identified as a point of place where you can come in from any nation all around Australia, any tribal nation, and you can find your mob. So as an embassy, we've established an embassy, Sovereign Embassy, as doing exactly that. You know, it's a place for all the mobs from every tribal areas that can come in there and find the mob and also learn about the Sovereign Movement, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially for somebody like me, that my closest family members is 6 hours away in Moree. It gives, as DK was saying, it gives me somebody from outside a sense of belonging, somewhere to identify to back within the community, and gives me a sense of ownership within the city of Brisbane around these concrete jungles.
So what a lot of people may fail to realise, after all this big hoo-ha and the media, is that the embassy isn't just a random tent embassy. It's not just randomly people setting up tents in Musgrave Park. It's actually part of a nationwide movement for sovereignty. And you're both from Moree originally?
Yeah, well, Terriai. I'm from Terriai. Yeah.
And there's actually an embassy being set up there too.
There's an embassy
in Moree, yep. In saying that, this embassy has been going for 40 years, as you're saying, Linda, it's not something that we've plucked out of the air. It's not something that we've just found something to protest about. This embassy's 40-year history this year, and again, that's why that so many people are standing around our sacred fire trying to protect it. It's been burning for 40 years.
And I think another, just from reading comments on the 4ZZZ Facebook, some people seem to think that it's sort of like just a few isolated troublemakers or something, but as I understand it, a lot of the Aboriginal community in Brisbane is involved.
Yes, and non-Indigenous people as well. We're getting a lot of support from the union on this, so it's not just a movement from Aboriginal people, it's a lot of people supporting from non-Indigenous perspective as well. So
yeah, there's a few Occupy Brisbane mob that come down and share their support. So shout out to the Occupy Mob, eh? Yeah. And the Union Mob.
Fantastic. Well, it's 15 minutes after 12 o'clock. We might go to a quick song now and then come back and talk a bit more. This song is by The Great Chain, and it's called Police State. And this was actually written before Campbell Newman got into power, but it's becoming more and more relevant. You're in The Paradigm Shift on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Eradication, annihilation, degradation. Eradication, annihilation, degradation of the nation. Invaded, manipulated, segregated, made great for the death that you instigated. See the fight, you want, you fight. Royal flag and you do your duty right. Think you're superior, you set the criteria, making the law that white people are inferior. More laws, religion, any force, plunder the land to the point of exhaust. Just denied, you lied, you never tried, got no true pride, so there's nothing to hide. An 88 repeat, only more discreet, take their homes away, get them off the street. Reclaim their land just like a replay, then one day claim Redfern and take it away. No respect for white law, black land. Shame at the blood stains on sacred sands. Cause white Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty. Never ceded sovereignty.
Old people are born, these mates of mine have been roaming the land since the start of time. They know the stories of this land and I try my best to understand. But a lot of the land's been poisoned or stolen as capitalism keeps the Western world rolling. Multinational companies are dividing up communities with brainwashing and bribery. Stories you won't read in the library, cause white Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty. Never ceded sovereignty. Got a government that listens to no one, selling off our forests for nonsense a ton. Mining poisonous rock, dooming us all to toxic shock. Uncle Kevin's charging them with genocide to pay the rent for all those that died in his cultural lands that have been destroyed, been destroyed. Sometimes it makes me wonder why, but I ain't gonna sit back and cry. I'm gonna go out there and show you care, cause we can make a difference everywhere. When the hammer comes down, plead no jurisdiction to the white laws full of restrictions and frictions. Cause white Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty. Never ceded sovereignty.
What kind of hero was Captain Cook? And where's the genocide in the history book? Kill the children, raise their wives, then make sure there's no blacks alive. Claim the swords, take the land, make no attempt to understand. Intersect without respect. 200 years later, still no regret. No apology, no sorry, end of story. Just represent your wife for his glory. Peace to this country's native tribes. Respect to indigenous people worldwide.
Worldwide.
White Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty.
Never ceded sovereignty. Much respect to everyone at Aboriginal Tent Embassy. Everyone part of the struggle for land rights. Right to genocide. No respect for white law on blood and shame at the blood stains on sacred sand. Peace to this country's native tribes. Respect to indigenous people worldwide. Worldwide. Worldwide.
What?